ஓம் வாசுதேவேந்திர யோகீந்திரம்
வாசுதேவேந்திர
யோகீந்திரம் நத்வா ஞானப்ரதம் குரும் ஞானப்ரதம் குரும் முமுக்ஷூணாம் ஹிதார்த்தாய தத்வபோதோபிதீயதே. So we saw the qualifications required for the self-knowledge. Then we saw the analysis of the individual, what Atma is all about. Then we came to the next topic of analysis of the total. Have you come to that? Let's start with the what?
Conscious. We are doing
sat, sit,
ananda. We done sat and sit last class.
Ananda, we had to. Okay, that's good. Very good. That's I'm very really glad.
I got it too many. That's what it is. I hear too many.
Okay. So we have to do the analysis of the microcosm or this analysis of the individual. Why? Because only then later on we can do the analysis of the total. Later on we can see what is the common feature. Okay, how the individual is non-separate from the total. Understand, individual is non-separate from the total. That understanding is very important. The main topic of the Vedanta, the main teaching of all the Upanishads, all the Vedas, the main teaching, okay, the focus of all the Shastras, all the Puranas, all the Itihasas, all our scriptures and literature, the main teaching is what? Ultimately, one has to understand the non-separateness of the individual and the total. Okay? The non-separateness or the oneness of the reality. This is the main topic. Because understanding this, the individual being non-separate from the total, one becomes free from all the problems, one attains moksha. Unless and until an individual understands, okay, the understanding happens that individual is ultimately, absolutely non-separate from the total. Until one understands this fact, now till then, until one understands, samsara will continue to be there. Therefore, in order to become free from samsara, there is a dire necessity that one has to understand the individual being non-separate from the total. And to have the understanding of the individual being non-separate from the total, one has to analyze individual separately first, then total separately first. Separately. Now first one has to analyze both individual and the total, and one has to analyze. Therefore, now we are analyzing the individual. Okay, analysis of the individual, analysis of the microcosm. And here what we have understood, every individual is a combination of both Atma and Anatma. Now we know the anything and everything known is an object of knowledge. So anything which is available for objectification, anything which can be objectified, anything which is, okay, an object of knowledge is what? Anatma. Why? Because the subject of knowledge, the knower alone is the Atma. That way we understood the Anatma has been separately revealed by this book as the three bodies, and now totally the Anatma has been presented in three groups consisting of 11 components. Remember that? Three bodies. Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram and Karana Shariram. Again the same three Shariram are understood in as what? Five different layers of personality. as Annamayaha, Annamayaha Koshaha, Pranamayaha Koshaha, Manomayaha Koshaha, Vijnanamayaha Koshaha, Anandamayaha Koshaha. We had it to say that also. And we also understood the three states of experience. The whole life, always we have some experience or the other. And all our experiences can be categorized into three groups as what? Waking state experience, dream state experience, and deep sleep state experience. There is no fourth state of experience. And here Tattvabodha teacher made very clear, all these three different states of, there are only three states of experience. Either you are awake, or you are asleep, or you are dreaming. Okay? There are three states of experience. And all three states of experience also, what? Happen to be experienced. Okay? They also come under the category of anatma. Therefore, we understood this, how the anatma explained and presented in as 11 components consisting of, okay, in with which come under in three groups is what? Anatma is all matter and the material products. We have to understand this much. And what is Atma then? What is object of knowledge? What is this? Who is the knower? So we say the knower, why do we need to know this? Why do we need to have this discriminative knowledge of the knower and the known? Why do we have to distinguish the knower from the known, subject from the object? Because, okay, we need to have a discriminative knowledge of what is real and what is mithya, what is satyam and what is mithya. And here we say, when this knower is satyam, okay, and the known is mithya. Because the known has dependent existence and the knower has independent existence. That is different. But this knower is, we say, what, because the knower is in fact the substance of the substantive I. This you have to remember this sentence always, okay? Like when you say substance, when you say substantive, and for the I, the first person singular pronoun is a substantive for which the substance is, understand, the knower. And who is the knower here? Knower is pure consciousness. Just because we say knower is pure consciousness, can we say that knower, how that knower is pure consciousness? Their knowing is not an action, it is the very swarupam. Aridal ang sayal alla, aridal parambarulin swarupam. How their knowing is the swarupam, not an action? Okay, tanmai, nature. Intrinsic nature, it's not the action. Why do you say, like how this light, remember this light also, example, okay? Even though light, when you say light alone illumines this room, when we say, even though I say light illumines all the room, therefore illuminator of this room is the light, when I say, light does not do any action to illumine the room. Light by its mere presence illumines the room. Irundale vilanga cheyirathu. Okay, the light does not do any action. Light is present just by its mere presence. It illumines everything. Is it clear? Therefore, we say illuminator of this room is the light, means their illumination is not an action. Understand? So that boy is eating fruit, means he is the eater of the fruit, means their eating is an action. Understand? It's not the swarupam. Understand the difference between swarupam and action? When he says somebody is eater, somebody is runner, when we say there, that is an action. But when you say light illuminator is the light, when you say here illumination is not an action, it is the very swarupam, tanmai. Okay? Similarly, when you say the consciousness is the substance of the substantive I, okay, and that there is a knower, we say that consciousness, the substance or the substantive. I is what actually the knower is consciousness. Knower is consciousness. How illuminator is light when you say. Similarly, who is this knower who knows? Because of the presence of whom every state of experience is known, waking state experience is known. Understand? Waking state is experienced, dream state is experienced, deep sleep state is also experienced. Okay, absence of experience in deep sleep state is experienced. Therefore, there is an experiencer, there is a knower, and that knower is who? The consciousness. Understand? Therefore, there is like the illumination of the light. Knowing is what? The swarupam. Understand? Aridal swarupam. Knowing is the swarupam. That is why paramburukku inor perukku. That is why the reality is also known by the word pure knowledge. Jnana utru. Jnana swarupam, we say that. That's why it's pure knowledge. Is it clear now? Do you remember this word? Therefore, pure consciousness is. You don't see the pure consciousness. Understand? You can't hear, you can only understand. That is why subtlest vastu, subtlest substance, nutpamana vehillam atinutpamana oru purul. Okay? Param purul. This subtlest vastu, it cannot be understood in any other way, only in terms of its swarupam. Swarupattai vaitthudhan paramparulai purindhu kolla mudiyum. Eppadi irikkiradunna? Arivaga irikkiradu. Arivu vadivaga irikkiradu. How do you know it is in the form of knowledge, pure knowledge? Every experience is possible. There is a waking state experience and there is a knower, experiencer. Okay, without the knower, the knowledge cannot take place. Without the knowledge, the objects remain unknown. Isn't it? Therefore, there is a knower. Who is the knower here? Body is the knower. Senses are the knower. Mind, understand? Mind is the knower because we say all these things as knower. Knower of everything. Knower of the mind, knower of the senses, knower of the body, knower of things external to the object. All that is happening, all the experiences which are happening in the waking state, who is the knower? Arihiravan yar. No, we say there is an Arihiravan or not. At least tell, in the waking state, is there an experiencer? Is there a knower? Can we say there is no experiencer in the waking state? Understand? The very experience is the proof. What? There are experienced objects are there, okay? Known objects are there. Experience is there. Therefore, there is knower, there is experiencer in the waking state. Who is that knower? Who is that experiencer? We do not know. We know there is experiencer, but we do not know who that experiencer is. Then we go to the dream state. In dream state, what happened? Mind is partially awake and partially asleep. Then dream is, not every day you dream, okay? Every day you don't dream, thank God. You dream once in a while, okay? Every day you dream and then who will listen to the stories? Once in a while you dream, that is it will create sort of problem sometimes. And then, okay, we dream and there's an experience of sometimes very pleasant dreams, sometimes unpleasant dreams. Sometimes frightening dreams, okay? Sometimes in dream you get so frightened. Sometimes you get up so happily, and oh my God, all the experience in dream is not real, no? Like that we have different types of dreams. And sometimes dreams are so vivid. Sometimes dream is not all vivid. It will forget everything, not clear that you can't say. You can only say you dreamt, but you can't say what exactly you dreamt. These different types of dreams we have. And that means while you are asleep, okay, while you're partially, mind is partially active, your external world is not there, body is not there, understand? But still there is an experience. In your dream, the beauty is you see your body, you see your own mind, understand? You see you're standing and talking with Shakti Amma somewhere on the road, You see yourself in the body, in the dream. You see your whole physical body, yourself standing and talking to somebody. That means what? The whole your physical body which you see in your dream is what? Objective knowledge. Isn't it? Amazing. So you see everything. That means the dream experience, the very fact you're able to narrate next day morning when you wake up from sleep means what? As long as you are dreaming, you cannot tell somebody, I am dreaming. Wait, after I finish my dreaming, I'll come and tell you what I dreamt. You can't tell. While you're eating the food in the waking state, you can tell. I started eating. When I finish eating, I can come and tell you how the food tasted. Understand? While eating, you can say, it is nice, it is good, it is tasty, it is not tasty, something you can say. But when you're experiencing, when you're going through the dream experience, can you tell somebody what you're experiencing in dream? No. Understand? When the dream experience gets over, when you wake up from sleep, then you can say what you dreamt. The very truth that you're able to narrate what you dreamt is the proof what? The dream was experienced. Okay, there is an experience of the dream. Therefore, there must have been an experiencer in the dream. Is it clear now? Why I'm repeating it? Because listen carefully. Because I'm going back to the Satchitananda. That's why I'm talking about it now. Don't think I'm repeating. Similarly, because we know there is an experience, we know there is an experiencer, but we do not know who that experiencer is. And that is why we analyze the next state of experience also. What is the one more set of experience? Deep sleep state. In the deep sleep state, the whole total mind is resolved. The knowledge that I am, the aunt that the universe is, everything is resolved. All the thoughts are resolved. If any one thought is there, mind is restless. Okay, still mind is not passive. No thought is there. Sense powers are resolved. No perception takes place. The whole cosmos is resolved. Nothing is there. There's no pain experience or no pleasure experience. Understand? Nothing. Therefore, there's no experience at all. That means, but still, the no experience being there in deep sleep state is non-experienced. There's an experience of the absence of experience. ஒன்றுமே இல்லை என்கின்ற அறிவு ஏற்படுது இல்லையா? ஒரு அனுபவம் இல்லை என்கிற அனுபவம் ஏற்படுது. There's an experience of non-experience. That means what? You're able to say how well you slept, how nothing you knew, how you did not know even you were, did not even know that you were. Understand? How it was very good and how nothing you knew. There's no experience. Everything you wake up and say means still there is something is experienced. The deep, that is how the deep, that only that is called deep sleep state. Okay? The deep sleep state also is what? Experience. Because experienced, that means, okay, therefore we say, even there must be an experiencer. We know, because we know how the deep sleep state is, you're able to say next day morning when you wake up from sleep, we know that there is an experiencer in deep sleep state also. Is it clear? Therefore, from the standpoint of the experiences, three different experiences we have, we arrive at the conclusion there is an experiencer in all the three states of experience. Isn't it? Therefore, but we do not know who that experiencer is. But there is an experiencer is the same. The experiencer in the dream state, the experiencer in the waking state, the experiencer in the deep sleep state is one and the same experiencer. And that experiencer is, we call it a knower, experiencer, the subject of knowledge. Understand? And that knower, the experiencer, is none other than consciousness. Consciousness is not the knower, but there's no other knower, experiencer, other than consciousness, isn't it? The experiencer, the knower, is consciousness. Is it clear now? Therefore, because knowing is the swarupam, aridal paramburlin swarupam, arivaha, tuya arivaha paramburul vikirathu. We said the reality is there, as the self is there, subject of knowledge is there as the very knowledge, pure knowledge.
Sorry.
Okay. Is it clear? Therefore, pure knowledge. Knower is consciousness, chit, chaitanyam. Knower is, chit means chaitanyam, consciousness. Knower is pure knowledge. Knower is pure awareness. Three words are the same. And therefore, chit. Okay? And this atma is what? Atma. The know, understand? The subject of knowledge. The knower is what? Atma is what? Consciousness. And this chit alone is the sat. Sat means what? Existence. Chit means consciousness. Sat means existence or truth. We had to take two meanings, two words. Chit and chaitanyam are synonyms. Sat and satyam are synonyms. Okay? The same meaning. So, chit, this consciousness, chit alone is the sat. Existence, the truth, reality of everything. How? Because you can simply say the object of knowledge has no existence without the knowledge. And the knowledge has no existence without the knower. I told you already, when you say the light is illumining, existence of the light is the existence of this object, opaque object. Why? If the light is not there, opaque object cannot come to light. If it doesn't come to light, even if it is there, it will be as good as non-existent. Okay? What? For this, for object to be known, to have the status of being an existent, it should be known. Understand? Similarly, we say therefore, existence of the light is the existence of the opaque object. Existence of water is the existence of the ocean. Existence of gold is the existence of object. Existence of wood is the existence of table. Understand what I'm saying? Therefore, existence of the cause is the existence of the effect. Because minus water, the ocean cannot be there. Similarly, existence of consciousness. Existence of knower is the existence of knowledge. அறிகிறவன் இல்லாம அறிதல் எப்படி ஏற்பட முடியும்? So clear what I'm saying? Existence of knowledge is what? Pure knowledge, the source of knowledge is the existence of knowledge. Existence of water is the existence of wave. For the wave to rise, there must be what? Water. For the knowledge to rise, what must be there? The source, the origin of knowledge. Isn't it? Therefore, existence of consciousness is the what? Existence of the knowledge. Existence of knowledge is the existence of the objects of knowledge. You know, existence of consciousness is the existence of the universe. Is it clear? Therefore, we listen to this order. We have to remember this. Thannirin irupe kadalin irupu. Existence of water is the existence of the ocean. Therefore, next sentence. Water is the existence of the ocean. Where does the ocean exist? Don't say near Sri Lanka. Between Sri Lanka and Rameshwaram. But that's what I used to say as a child. Where is the Indian Ocean? Okay. Between Rameshwaram and Sri Lanka, there is ocean. Because we jump from here, we will get into Sri Lanka. That's when you see the map, you know, Indian map, it looks like that. Oh, jump from here. But on the DEC, you know. Now, where does the ocean exist? Irupengirikirudana. A ocean is just the name of a given form which does not exist outside of water. Understand? Therefore, we say existence. Water is the very existence of the ocean. Similarly, this chaitanyam, pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which is of the nature of knowing, understand? Which we understood, recognized as the knower, understand? As the knower. There's no way of knowing it, arriving it, stumbling upon the truth. We understood as the knower. How do we understand? Oh, by distinguishing knower, as the knower, we recognize the reality as the pure knowledge. Understand? This consciousness is the existence of the cosmos. The existence of consciousness is the existence of the cosmos. Therefore, consciousness is the existence of the universe. Is it clear? Therefore, Sat. And one more word we have to come to the present class now. Remember, because it's very important, that's why I repeated it. See, first understanding the reality as pure knowledge is very, very, very important. Is there anything which is subtler than consciousness? If we say yes, we do not know anything. Understand? Mm-hmm. There's nothing which is subtle means, nutpamanadu. That's why I told, remember the word, Manika Vachaka's word. Mm-hmm. What is that? Nunnunarvu. Remember that word, it's a very beautiful word that is. Understand? That is why we say, and the Satchit, this Chit, Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, which is of the nature of knowing, therefore which is known by the term knowledge, pure knowledge, Jnanam, okay, is the Sat, the existence of the whole cosmos, is Anandaha. Is of the nature of happiness. In the nature of happiness. Happiness means what here? Tamil word is Niraivu. Niraivu. Okay? Remember the word. That's the best word.
Contentment.
No. It is contentment we use for absolute.
Oh, I see.
Sometimes people do. Lazy people will be content with the lazy people will be contented with something what they have. No, not contentment. That's what we say. No. Right. Correct actually. But then we say anandaha means happiness. But happiness in Tamil we call niraivu. What is niraivu? Kuraye inmai. Okay? If you say we don't have, okay, kurai inmaye niraivu. Understand now? Niraivu is equal to what? Kurai inmai. That's what is happiness. That is why we say, we have to understand happiness in terms of limitlessness. There's another word, fullness. See, you're right. Fullness and happiness, limitlessness are all synonyms. How do you say happiness? What is niraivu? Okay, if you say, what is happiness has to be understood in terms of limitlessness. What is limitlessness? Understanding what limitlessness is, understanding happiness. Therefore, this sat, the chit, the consciousness, which is the existence sat of the universe, is of the nature of limitlessness or happiness. Listen carefully. Why we say that, I'll explain to you later on. Limitlessness means what? Being free from limitations. Being free from limitations means what? Being free from main three possible limitations. That means what? Everything in this universe, every anatma, okay, anything and everything which falls within the realm of, which comes in the realm of the world of objects, okay, every object of knowledge is what? An anatma. Every anatma object is what? Subject to threefold limitations. Everything has beginning, everything has an end. Okay, there is a time every object does not exist. There is a time when every object exists. There is a time again every object will disappear also. That means what? Every object has time limitation. It's called Kala Parichedaha or Kala Varayarai. Understand? Everything has time limitation. That means what? Undergoes changes, no? Nothing is Shashvatam. Nothing is permanent. Nothing is changeless. Everything comes into being, exists for some time, then disappears after some time. There is a time when an object is not there. There is a time when the object exists. There is a time again object will not be there. It is called time limitation. Everything is subject to time limitation means we can say there is only one thing. What about the very time? What about the time limitation? What about the very time factor? எல்லாமே காலவரைக்கு உட்பட்டதுன்னு சொன்னா வாட் அபவுட் தி வெரி காலம்னா வாட் அபவுட் திஸ் டைம் ஃபேக்டர் இட் செல்ஃப் அண்ட் சாஸ்திரம் சேஸ் டைம் ஆல்சோ இஸ் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு டைம் லிமிடேஷன் டைம் ஹேஸ் டைம் லிமிடேஷன் தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட் தெர் இஸ் அ டைம் வென் தி டைம் இஸ் நாட் தேர் தெர் இஸ் அ டைம் வென் தி டைம் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் ஓகே தெர் இஸ் அ டைம் அகைன் தி டைம் டிஸப்பியர்ஸ் Time itself has time limitation. Everything in this universe is subject to time limitation. The very time factor itself has what? Time limitation. Understand? And one more thing you can say. Just now we said, Swaminiji, if anything which is an object of knowledge, an anatma, is what? Subject to time limitation. Time is an object of knowledge or what? Time is object of knowledge, isn't it? Object means what? Time is known to you. You know. Without you, can time be there? In deep sleep state, when the knowledge that I am is not there, is there time? Time is not there. Isn't it? When does time exist? You must be there, okay, who's aware of the time, for the time to be there. Time itself can exist by itself or what? No. Understand what I'm saying? Therefore, the time is a factor which is very relative. And this time itself is what? Subject to time limitation. And there's only one thing which is not subject to time limitation. If it is not subject to time limitation, what do we mean? No beginning. That which has no beginning. There's no time when the consciousness is not. There's no time when the consciousness is not. Even when the time itself is not there, consciousness is knowing the time being not there. Understand? Therefore, consciousness, there's no time when the consciousness is not. Consciousness has no beginning. Consciousness has no end. Understand? Therefore, there's no time consciousness disappears. Understand? No time consciousness disappears. Therefore, always consciousness is. There's no time. Never does consciousness disappear. That means beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, that which exists always, even the time is not subject to time limitation. And that's why we say eternal, eternity. Eternal itself means what? Nityaha, kala varayare inmai. We say, okay, eternity is kala varayare inmai. Therefore, consciousness is time-wise limitless. Okay? Then we say, consciousness also is what? Free from spatial limitation. Every object, okay, take the grass objects, leave subtle objects. Subtle and grass, okay, subtle objects exist only in knowledge, in really speaking. All these grass objects, every object has what? Spatial limitation. What about, okay, everything, no object can occupy entire space. There is no object. Every object has spatial limitation. The biggest mountain, biggest ocean, whatever we think as the biggest, okay? In the biggest thing what? Big thing, bigger thing, biggest thing, much bigger thing, much, okay? Biggest of the biggest things. Every object also has what? Bigger the object, more space it occupies, still it cannot occupy the entire space. Therefore, if object is here, it is not there. That is there, it is it. That chair is not here, this chair is not there. Understand? Therefore, there is nothing which can occupy the entire space. So, every object is subject to spatial limitation. Idavarere, desha parichedaha. Desha parichedaha means what? Spatial limitation. Is it clear? Every object is subject to spatial limitation. Okay, everything, now one can understand, anything and everything which is available for objectification, which can be objectified, which is an object of knowledge, which falls within the realm of time and space, is what? Subject to time and space, spatial limitations. Now you can ask, what about the very space? What about the space? We can say space alone is free from spatial limitation. Time has time limitation, but space is free from spatial limitation. But the space also is what? Subject to time limitation. Understand? Space is free from spatial limitation. Why? Because there is no place where the space is not. Understand? Space illada idam, veli illada idam irikkiradana. No. Space is everywhere. In fact, everything exists in the space. Space is the only, all of all the objects, space is the only object which is free from spatial limitation. Understand? But this space which is free from spatial limitation is subject to time limitation.
So it's still limited.
Yeah, limited. I'm just saying. Is it clear now? Except space, everything is subject to spatial limitation. But the space also is what? Subject to time limitation. Is it clear? Now I tell one more thing. There's not one more variety. It's called vastu parichedaha. Like how is first if we had kala parichedaha, desha parichedaha. Now we say vastu parichedaha. Vastu parichedaha means object limitation, porul varayarai, kala varayarai, ida varayarai, porul varayarai. Okay? This is called vastu parichedaha, object limitation. What do we mean by object limitation? If one object is not different from the other object, then we can say this object has no, okay, object limitation. But every object in this universe is subject to object limitation. There is no object which is free from object limitation. Every object is subject to object limitation. Why? Every object is different from every other object. Okay, ஒவ்வொரு பொருளும் மற்றொரு பொருளிடமிருந்து வேறாக இருப்பதால் ஒவ்வொரு பொருளுக்கும் பொருள் வரையறை உண்டு. Understand? Every object is subject to object limitation.
understand.
No, I come to the point. Wait. You have to listen. That is why I'm very slow today, because Arta Jolly told me last class, Swaminiji, when I think, I've already spoken to people, I repeat a lot. So I feel people should not feel repetitive. So sometimes when I feel that others should not feel repetitive, I go very fast. I speak very fast. Basically, I had the problem of speaking very fast. And he told me already, Swaminiji, you gave a lot of stuff, but you know, we're very fast initially. Later on, you were better. And by the time you come to the top class, it was very good, he said. And I realized I should be very slow today. I'm very, very slow today. But I feel I'm not even speaking.
You are.
Okay.
You are limited by that knowledge. Speech limitation.
No, by the knowledge of myself being...
That's right. Slow.
Not talking, she says.
That's the one I was saying. Sorry, I didn't mean it in any...
No. You're perfect, don't worry. She says perfectly correct. Now what I'm saying, I tell you, so, I told you how consciousness is free from time limitation, okay? And we say, consciousness is free from spatial limitation also, okay? Why? Because when you say space itself, which is spatial limitless itself, is what? Object of knowledge. Understand? And consciousness, no object, which is no place where consciousness is not. Only thing is, you can't see consciousness. Why? Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not an object.
Yeah.
That is why in the very beginning we understood, even the consciousness is everywhere, all pervasive.
Mm.
The consciousness, the reality is available for recognition only as the knower, the subject, substance of the substantive. I, not as an object. Understand? That's why one reality has to be understood in terms of its sorupam. Ippidhaan purundhu kolla mudiyum. Understand?
Mm.
But this we understand, the consciousness, there's no place where consciousness is not.
Mm.
Consciousness is all pervasive. Is it clear now what I'm saying? Therefore, consciousness is free from spatial limitation. Anga, inga, enru, enamal, engum, vyabithirikkiravan. Understand? You say all those things. So, especially limitless, and also free from object limitation. I'll come to the point now. When you say, this is sofa, the chair, this is table, okay, that is a chair, and this object is different from every object which are here.
Mm.
Even though they look alike and all that, every object is different from every other object. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Every one thing here, this is different from everything else, this is different from everything else, everything. Every body is different from every other body. Every stomach is different from every other stomach. So all of us have to eat separately. Understand? It is the same thing, if Tiraka is hungry, if I eat, he doesn't need to eat. Understand? Every object is different from every other object. This is called object limitation. If an object being different from another object is limited by another object. Is it clear? The object limitation means what? An object being different from another object, okay, becomes limited by another object. And this also limits the other object. It's called object limitation. Every object is different from every other object. And suppose if you see the ocean, okay, you take the ornaments. We all go, because we all like jewelry, okay? We all go to, suppose, jeweler's shop. Only it's all women's area, okay? You go, listen. We go to a jeweler's shop.
I don't think so, any of us here.
Hmm?
I am not really interested in jewelry.
Okay, generally. Now what happens when we go to, suppose there are many ornaments, okay, chain, bangle and varieties of objects. You see, every object is what? different from every other object. Chain is different from ring. Ring is different from, okay. Bangle, bangle is different from. Belt, belt is different from, okay. Udyanam, monkey, we had different varieties of things. Every ornament is different from every other ornament. Because it has a different purpose. Size is different, name is different, form is different. The place where it is worn is different. You can't wear the bangle here, you can't wear the chain. The chain of people wear, can we do some things? Okay, let us say things are there. So what I'm saying, difference is there. And every wave is different from every other wave. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Every wave is different from every other wave. This is called object limitation. Okay, now when you say, between the chain and the bangle, there is object limitation. Listen carefully. Between the chain and the bangle and the ring, okay, earring, nose ring, okay, and also finger ring. All these rings are different. One is different from the other. It's called object limitation. But I tell you, every chain is what? Between the gold and the chain, is there difference? Bangle is different from chain. Chain is different from bangle and every other ornament. But when you say gold and chain, between gold and chain, is there difference?
Gold is used to make the chain.
That's a different thing.
Gold,
what I'm saying. Why? Because chain, see, look at this now. Chain is gold. Understand? Chain is nothing but gold. Gold has no object limitation from the standpoint of the ornaments made. Listen carefully. From the standpoint of the ornaments made of gold, every ornament is different from every other ornament. But, understand? Ornaments are different from each other. They have different object limitation. Then the standpoint of the gold, if you see, okay, ornaments, gold alone has no object limitation. Why? No object is different from the gold. Every object is gold. Understand? From the standpoint of the ornaments, which are different from each other, understand? The gold alone has no object limitation. There's a world of golden ornaments. Listen carefully. There's a world of golden ornaments. And every ornament is different from every other ornament. Therefore, every ornament has object limitation. But gold alone is free from object limitation in the world of, okay, ornaments. Why? Because no object is different from gold. That means what? Without the gold, ornament has no existence. Every ornament is what? Gold. Chain is gold. Bangle is gold. Is it clear? Ring is gold. Earring is gold. Anklet is gold. Belt is gold. All the ornaments are gold. There will be two things, okay, one will be entirely different from the other one to be limited by other object. Understand? Gold is the only thing which has no object limitation in the world of ornaments. But between the ornaments, every ornament is different from every other ornament. Therefore, there is object limitation. Is it clear? Similarly, every wave is a small wave, big wave, noisy wave, roaring wave, quiet wave, understand, silent wave, varieties of waves. Every wave is different from every other wave, but in the world of waves, in the ocean full of waves, water has no limitation. Why? Water is the only, with reference to ocean full of waves, water alone is not limited. Why? Because every wave is water. Is it clear? Mm-hmm. Similarly, only example, okay, don't take it seriously. Similarly here, listen carefully. When you say every object, gross or subtle, every object is an object of knowledge. When you say an object of knowledge, means no object of knowledge has existence without the knowledge. Without the knowledge. No knowledge can take place without the knower. Understand? The known, every object of being the known, there cannot be the known, okay? Known known is, understand? Different from the knower. Different mean what? Without the knower. Therefore, every object is what? Basically, object of knowledge. For every object is basically consciousness. Like how every wave is water. Similarly, every object of knowledge is basically pure knowledge, the consciousness. When you say the existence of the water is the existence of the ocean, therefore water is the existence of the ocean when you say, similarly, existence of consciousness is the existence of the universe when you say, every object in this universe is what? Consciousness basically. Isn't it? Whole cosmos is consciousness. I go back to the example, then you will remember this. Existence of the water is the existence of the ocean. Remember, this is a very, very old example. Why? Because without the water, there cannot be such a thing called ocean at all. Understand? Therefore, we say water is the existence of the ocean. Similarly, existence of this consciousness, which we have understood as the knower, okay, the pure consciousness, is the existence of the whole cosmos. Therefore, consciousness is the existence of the cosmos, means every object which exists in the universe is what? Consciousness. Is it clear? I can tell you one more thing. See, water is not the ocean. Water can be without being the ocean. Understand? Water can be without being a wave. Water is not the wave. Water is not the drop. Water is not a ripple. Water is not an ocean. But drop, wave, ocean, ripple, everything is what? Water. Isn't it? Similarly, consciousness is not anything in this universe. Consciousness is not the universe. But the entire universe is nothing but consciousness. Basically, that is the subtlest thing. That's why it's not, when you understand examples easily, but you understand, when I come to this, it looks, oh, something. We have not understood it. Doesn't matter. Understand the logic involved, it's enough. We'll slowly understand it. That's why this study will make the mind subtle. Manadai nupumakma. Grasp mind by listening continuously, shastram becomes subtle and subtle and subtle, and the more you will grasp. So what you are listening now will be repeated again, and you will be listening again next year also. And you will understand a little more. Not the same lesson. Different lesson, the same subject matter. Is it clear now? Please understand, there is no object which is not consciousness. Consciousness is not anything in this universe, but every object is consciousness. Understand, the entire universe is consciousness. Therefore, nothing, every object being non-different, non-separate from the consciousness, no object can limit the consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is free from object limitation. So they are like how a bangle cannot limit the gold. Why? Bangle is not, understand, not away from, different from the gold. Bangle is gold. In fact, gold is, understand now, gold is not different from the bangle because bangle is gold. Similarly here, consciousness is not anything, but everything is what? Consciousness. Is it clear? That is why, for us, what is the reality? Every whole cosmos is what, like, consciousness is not the universe. Parampurul is not the universe, but the whole universe is what? Parampurul. Understand? Threefold limitations. And consciousness is free from time limitation, free from spatial limitation, free from object limitation. Kala desha vastu aparichinnaha. Free from these threefold limitations. And being free from these threefold limitations is what? Being limitless. Being limitless is limitlessness. Understand? So being limitless is in fact being happy.
That's ananda.
Understand? I'll tell you next one, I'll tell you next quote. Now we say, this consciousness is of the nature of limitlessness. How do you say this? Because it has no beginning, no end, no change. It is no place where consciousness is not. No object which exists, which has existence outside of consciousness. Everything is basically pure knowledge. This is whole cosmos manifestation of knowledge. Arivin totrame, okay? The whole cosmos manifestation. Whole cosmos is knowledge, in fact. So beautiful, we have beautiful verses there in Avyarahul. I'll speak to you sometime later on, not now. Is it clear now? The whole cosmos, that is why we say, now tell me, reduce the whole. That's why we say whole cosmos is reality, the Lord. This is a Golu, miniature universe. We can't go around to do Arthi to the whole, every tree and every bird and every, no, everything. So keep a Golu, which stands for the miniature universe. It stands for the universe. So latest we have, who is the cricket player now? Oh, Sunil Gavaskar is very old now, is gone. Now latest, Ravi Shastri is gone. Latest young people have, then there are, you can see the small people there, the Golu. No? The latest tennis player, okay, now, we have with this time, this year Golu, we also have Obama. Obama's doll will be there. Because latest, okay, anything latest, what we have here, yeah, everything. Everything will have, all the Bombay we have, well, because our Golu stands for miniature universe. That's why Navaratri time, we do Aarti for the whole Jagat. Okay? Mm-hmm. You can't understand, which is inclusive of you. And Ayudha Puja, that's why we have Ayudha Puja, because every Ayudham, every nut to bolt, everything, wipe it, paint it, put, you know, also Chandanam, Tilakam, all that, and do Aarti, Ayudha Puja. Why? Everything is Bhagavan. What we want to say, this, unless we understand this concept, the reality is free from these threefold limitations. There is nothing which is not the reality. That is why reality is said to be what? Object-wise, limitless. Free from object limitation. Purul varayare matrathu. Ella purulum paramurulah irupadhal, paramurulukku purul varayare illai. Everything happens to be the reality, consciousness. Consciousness has no object limitation, is free from object limitation. That is why these are three possible limitations. Remember this, and we say this for limitlessness. And here the question comes, how can you say limitlessness and happiness are synonyms? Yeah, nerevum, varayare inmayum. How do you say it is synonym? How do you say they are synonyms? Limitlessness is what? Happiness. Why? Because limited. Understand. When you know the substance of the substantive I is pure consciousness, okay, and which is the very existence of everything here, and which is free from time limitation, object limitation, spatial limitation. And what happens if you understand when you this knowledge becomes ascertained? Oh, I, the self, am not merely the body, mind, sense complex. I, the self, am what? Suppose it's like a wave thing. I, the wave, am not merely this form. I, the wave, am the water, the H2O, which is the truth of this entire ocean. Understand? If the wave happens to understand the wave. Understand? The understanding is what? I, the wave, am the water, the limitless reality. Okay? Which is the truth of the entire ocean. I, the wave, am the ocean. When you say, all becomes free from all limitations. Understand? It is no comparison possible. The wave cannot, when they say, I, the wave, am the ocean, when it says, it cannot compare itself with anything else. Therefore, it will be free from what? There is no second thing other than the water and the ocean. Understand? Then it, comparison is not possible. Then what happens? There is no second thing other than the water. There will be two things to compare. Understand? I, the wave, am the water. I am the water, when it says, comparison is not possible. Every wave is water. How can it compare? There will be two things to compare, isn't it? When comparison is not possible, then smallness and bigness is not there. Inferiority complex also cannot be there. Superiority complex also cannot be there. Understand? Complexes are possible only when you compare yourself with something, somebody or something else. How you are superior than other people, or how you are is inferior, okay, to other people. In what respect? Everything, all these problems come only when you compare. Here the comparison will be, comparison itself is not possible if the understanding happens. Understand? Everything is the reality. I am the reality. Understand? So I am everything. That's a very knowledge that has to take place actually for us. Then, when you have identity, then what happens? You don't have identity with the, in that wake of, in the wake of the that knowledge, you will not have identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Listen now. Mm-hmm. Then the wave will not say, I am only the wave. It won't say, if it knows I the wave, I am the water, if it knows, it won't say I am only the wave. Mm-hmm. Then similarly, you also what? We won't have identity with only with the body, mind, sense complex. Isn't it? Then naturally, what happens? In that knowledge, identity is gone means you are free from all, you are free from inadequacy. Kuregalellam neengiduma. Understand? You discover what, when you understood what limitlessness is, then once you know what happiness is, then in that, in the discovery, inadequacy goes. Kurai neengiduma. We always make efforts to get rid of inadequacy, thereby to become, understand, happy. Really speaking, you discover happiness. In discovering happiness, limitlessness, inadequacy will dissolve. Nerevai purundu kondal kurai neengidumna. Kurai neekki nerevai adaya mudiyadu. Okay? Nerevai adayapadakudi ondru alla irikkindra ondru. நிறைவை அறிந்தால் நிறைவின் அறிவில் குறை நீங்கிடும். If you know what happiness is, you can never become happy by undoing unhappiness. If you discover what happiness is, then that unhappiness will resolve. That is the all ulta. Look at this. If you know what happiness is, if you understand what limitlessness is, now you are only understanding now. You started understanding, you went to understand, then you had to make it ascertain. It's a different thing. It will take some time, it doesn't matter. You started understanding. See, if you understand what limitlessness is, then you know what happiness is. If you know what happiness is, then you become free from inadequacy. Understand? Naturally, kuregalellam neengidum. Then becoming free from inadequacy means you'll be free from needs, you'll be free from desires, you'll be free from everything. Eppo kurai irukkum, eppo aasai thondrumna. Thevai irundhal aasaigal thondrum. Eppo thevai irukkumna, kurai irundhal thevai irukkumna. Eppo kurai irukkumna, nerivu illaina kurai irukkumna. Understand? Understand what I'm saying? When will there be desires? If there are needs, there will be desires. Oh, what should there be needs then? If as long as there is inadequacy, there will be needs. Oh, how can we get rid of inadequacy? No, understand? If you discover, that is why we all, as long as you try to attain this, we'll never attain it. Understand? You discover it, which is already there. We discover what limitlessness is, how, what the reality is. This reality of the whole universe is available as the Atma, okay, as the very self, as the knower, as object of knowledge, which you understood in terms of its surupa as a pure knowledge. Oh, there's an experience in all three states of experience. That experience is experiencer is consciousness. We only say experiencer because of, okay, from the standpoint of the experience. Really speaking, experience is experience. There's no other experience other than consciousness, which is pure knowledge. And that consciousness is the chitta exist, satya existence, and free from these threefold limitations, consciousness has beginning, consciousness has no. Okay, again, there's no change, there's no place where consciousness is not, there's no object which is not consciousness, which has its existence outside of knowledge, which is the source of, okay, no knowledge outside of consciousness. Now, every object is basically what? Consciousness. Understand? Therefore, and that's why this has to, this fact of, this truth of consciousness, the reality, being free from these threefold limitations, has to become very clear. Then understanding what limitlessness is understanding what happiness is. Understanding what happiness is, what discovering what happiness is resolving one's inadequacy. Resolving an inadequacy is what? Resolving one's needs. Understand? Having one's needs resolved is what? Having one's desires resolved, which is freedom from the mind. Understand what I'm saying? Therefore, really speaking, and then we say, that's why, being happy means what? Now I tell you, being happy means what? Being limitless is being happy. As long as you identify yourself with the body, mind, and complex, you have what? You have, you have all limitations. Body has time limitation. Date of birth is there. Time limitation. Date of death also is there. We may not know that. But definite, okay? Date of death is there, date of birth is there. Understand? Time limitation is there. And what about the thoughts, mind, moods change? Understand? Everything has to time limitation. It has time limitation, it has spatial limitation. My God, if it hit Lagasov, it's not elsewhere in the world. So it is time, spatial limitation. It also object limitation because it's different from every other body, every other object. This body, mind, and complex is what? Subject to all three, four limitations. As long as I identify myself with the body, mind, and complex, which is subject to all three limitations. This body, mind, and complex subject to all the three limitations. As long as I identify myself with the body, mind, and complex, okay, I mistake myself for what? I am subject to all three, four limitations. As long as I am subject to all threefold limitations, I think I am a mortal. I am a limited being. Naan kuraigalai udayavan. When do you say naan kuraigalai? I am a limited being. Okay? I am inadequate. I am inadequate. That notion is possible. I am inadequate. I am limited in terms of, I am small in terms of knowledge and looks and then positions and possessions, power, influence, everything, etc., etc., etc. I am small. I'm limited. I'm inadequate person. All these things, non-kuraigalai udaivan, that notion is possible as long as you have identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Is it clear? Because this body, mind, sense complex is subject to all three, four limitations. Therefore, if you have identity with the body, mind, sense complex, you become an inadequate, limited being with the problem of smallness centered on I. But once you know, you don't identify yourself with the body, mind, and complex. How can you do that? Only if you identify yourself with the reality, I the knower am the consciousness. Okay, I am, you know. Then you also say, I am. Okay, I, the knower, I am the consciousness when you know. Understand? You become what? You don't identify yourself with the body, mind, and complex. then you are free from what? So not identifying oneself with the body, mind and complex in the wake of the knowledge of the self, okay, the true self, then one becomes free from threefold limitations. So being free from threefold limitations is being limitless. Being limitless is being free from inadequacy. Understand? Inadequacy is possible, kuregal is possible, as long as you have identity with the limited objects. Understand? So when you are free from inadequacy, you are free from needs, you are free from needs, you are free from desires, you understand? You are free from unhappiness. You are free from desires means you are also free from what? Unhappiness. Free from unhappiness means what? Being free from, being
happiness.
Being free from unhappiness is equal to being happy. Being happy means happiness. Therefore, limitlessness is what? Happiness. Is it clear, Rajaji? Am I clear?
Yes.
Because he used to ask me this question, how do you say limitlessness and happiness are synonyms? I did say something sometimes. I explained many times in the class and he was not there. But when he asked me this particular question, I gave some answer that he would have understood it. But today I made it, he knew, but still I want to
make it
clear. Today I made it very clear. Is it clear? Therefore, synonyms. Puridapa? Therefore, Satchidananda Swarupaha. Hey, what is this Atmana? Okay? Every individual is what? Combination of both Atma and Anatma. Anatma is what? Known objects, body, mind is complex, the material product, matter in nature, jadam, does not understand. And this jadam, body, mind is complex, Anatma, has no independent existence without the consciousness, the Atma. And we say, therefore, Anatma is Mithya, Atma is Satyam. Atma is the name. Atma is only a name to imply the consciousness, the reality, with reference to an individual. Listen, we have two words. Okay, we are going to see next class, Brahman. Okay? This Atma is a name, a term, just a term to imply the consciousness, the reality, with reference to an individual. The same consciousness, the reality, with reference to the whole cosmos, is implied by the term Brahman. That means what? Atma and Brahman mean the same. Okay? Two different words. H2O is Atma with reference to a wave. Same H2O is Brahman with reference to the entire ocean. Understand? Really speaking, H2O is one and the same. Similarly, Atma is a term, Brahman is a term, two different terms implying the same reality, which is pure consciousness. But why do you use two different names? One, Atma means all pervasive. Okay, Brahman means limitlessly big. That's all. But two words we are using simply to make us understand, with reference to an individual, the reality. What is the reality? Edu parampurul, meipurul. Reality is consciousness. And this consciousness with reference to individual is implied by the term what? Atma. The same consciousness with reference to Jagat is implied by the word Brahman. And what is this Atma?
Brahman.
Atma Brahman, one and the same. Satchidananda Swarupaha. Swarupaha means you cannot know Atma by drawing pictures, okay? By drawing something, come I show you Brahman. This is how the Atma looks, okay? My God. This is how Atma looks if I cannot say anything. You know why? Subtlest substance. There is nothing which is subtler than consciousness. Parampurul, Adi Bhagavan, okay? Adi Purul, the beginningless, okay, reality, causeless reality, which is, understand, therefore that reality from the mind which has to know itself is manifestation of the reality. That's why we say, come on, there's no way of arriving at, understanding, recognizing, figuring how the reality is, other than, you know, it has to be understood only in terms of its swarupam. Swarupam, only how, what is the swarupam? How does it appear? This is how the Atma consciousness, this is how the reality is. So what is the name you give? Knower. Knower is who? There is something which is known. No, because of the presence of which knowledge takes place. What is that? That is what is pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness. Okay? And the existence of that is the existence of everything. Therefore, the chit is the sat. And this chit, the chaitanyam, the consciousness, which is the pure knowledge, source of knowledge, is the existence, sat, satyam of the whole jagat. It is free from all threefold limitations. It is of the nature of limitlessness. Therefore, we can say it is of the nature of happiness. Is it clear now? Purinjada? Purinja madhiri irukku illaya? Is it clear now? We just understand. Anandaha means you understand as anantam. We only use two different synonyms. Satchidananda swarupaha atma. You finished? Oh, time. So good, I'm not in a hurry because you have to understand very clearly. So we'll see, I'll see you next week, okay? And February, I tell you much in advance, plan some time so we can have some weekend and then we can, I want to do this. I want to finish the whole of the world before, in 6 weeks' time. Six classes more, we have to finish it. Then I'll give you the CDs, you can listen to that. Okay? At least you'll never, see, once this becomes thorough, once you know this, thoroughly understand this, and then you can, Bhagavad Gita also will be very, very good when you read it. Mm-hmm. And you can start a group study. What is it?
After Tattva Bodha, what you are going to, what text or?
I'll tell you a secret. Time being, if I tell you now itself, then it will lose interest. So let me tell you what is it, something
Raja
else.
Vajra
Govindam is again for Purusharth Nischaya. We can do that. It's not a big thing. It's not actually, you know what Vajra Govindam is all about. Nothing but just a simple book of conversion. It converts people. Once you understand Vajra Govindam, it makes you think. See, it only reminds you of the facts which you already know, but you don't remember at all. Okay? And it tells you. It reminds you of the samsara which you have. It reminds you of that. Come on, you know. What is this life all about? Now we are very young and energetic and fresh. Okay? When you get old, you know what will happen? This is what is going to happen. So be prepared. These are facts of life. Very, very ordinary. When we see people who are in lunatic asylums, on old age homes, and we have to remember, Vajra Govindam is the different depiction of such the facts. They depict certain facts. Come on, these are the facts of life. And have the strength, understand, digest them, and then listen. Come on. Why don't make this life a waste? Okay, make this life a meaningful life. Irrespective of, don't worry, whether you have achieved things in life or not, you have accomplished things in life or not, still life can, even if your life is a whole life of utter failure, still you can convert this life into a life of success by understanding the greatest truth. You know? Then make this life a meaningful, perfect, meaningful life. You can do that. How? By understanding some truth. That is why it only says Govindam Bhaja. Know the reality which is of the nature of knowing. Know the Lord, the whole, who is absolutely pure knowledge. That the Ariva Akarta. Bhaja Govindam means what? Bhaja means understand. Attain means understand. Understand whom? Govinda. Govinda means what? Go means knowledge. Okay? Vindate means attaining. Govindaha means, it has two meanings, very simple, we are very careful. Go means cow, Vindaha, Vindate means protects. Govindaha means protector of cows. And go also means jiva. Govindaha means protector of jivas. Go also means what? Knowledge. So that which Vindaha means attainable, okay? That which has to be attained through knowledge is what? Govindaha. See, look at this. Govindaha means what? The one who has to be attained through knowledge. How can I attain? Lord is called Govinda. Why Lord is known by the word Govindaha? You can never walk towards the God, you can never run towards the God, nor even nor can you go to heaven and there you can catch hold of the Lord. No. Attaining the Lord is always in terms of understanding the Lord. Iraivanai aridale adaidal. The one who has to understanding itself is attaining. Okay? The one who has to be attained through knowledge is called Govindaha. Bhaja means may you understand. May you attain the Lord who is to be attained through knowledge. That means may you know the Lord. That's the meaning. Why should you know the Lord? Because repetitions to emphasize. Come on, don't waste this life. Govindam bhaja, Govindam bhaja, Govindam bhaja. Why? Because know the Lord. Know the Lord. Know who the Lord is. Know the truth of the whole. Knowing the truth of the whole cosmos is what? Knowing the Lord. Understand? Knowing the truth of the whole is knowing the Lord. Paramburale aridale irevane aridalna. Why should you know? Otherwise, no, samprapte, sannihite, kale, and kalaha, yama comes to you, okay? If nobody is, nobody can escape this death, the factor called death, okay? All of us will have to face the death. At the time of death, there'll be a fear of death, okay? Now when you're hale and healthy, you may say, I'm not afraid of death. I'm ready to die. People may say all those things. Really, the death comes and stands in front of you. I'm ready now. I've come to take you away with me. And come on, please don't come near me. Okay, we'll say that. There will be fear of death. Okay? That is, only people who are on the deathbed will know what is fear of death. At the time of when the death approaches you, kala samprapte sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshati nat. Thing will protect you. We may have them 4 sons, no 6-footer sons standing around you, 5 sons, 10 daughters, grandchildren, 108 people, okay, all of us sitting around, and I have big assets, all the wealth, I'm a big person, so such a big person, all my people who are working, my staff and my manpower, everything around you, but nobody can protect you, okay, nobody can help you, free you from the fear of death. Is only the knowledge of the truth as the self will free you from fear of death. You don't know what fear of death is. That's why you are not afraid of the fear of death. Okay? You don't have that fear of death because you don't know what fear is all about. Fear of death is all about. Understand? So this is really converts. And thereby the book converts a non-religious person becomes a religious person. A person who is merely religious becomes a spiritual person. The converting the merely religious into a spiritual person, converting a non-religious into a religious, thereby religious person, and thereby also converting the religious person into an ethical and also a totally spiritual person is the purpose of this book. It's a book of conversion, Bhaja Govindam. So that's something big, okay? When you finish, Tattva Bodha goes in means what? Amazing. Okay, the entire Shastra has gone in, Patyam. Thereafter, Tattva Bodha, see, simply going and reading and coming, something like that, it's happening. But thorough understanding Tattva Bodha means all Upanishad Saram, all the Ramayana Mahabharatam, all the 18 Puranas, 36 Puranas, but reading all those things, what you have to basically understand is Tattva Bodha. That is why Swamiji selected this book as a beginner's book for the whole module, the whole module of syllabus. He prepared for the courses even in before when he was very young. As now also Tattva Bodha. That is what doesn't matter. We'll understand it. We'll finish the textbook. And again, I'll give you the tapes and listen again from Taru. Then we'll go to next text, okay? After this text, definitely I'm going to go to the next text. What is the text I'm thinking? Okay, maybe I'm thinking of doing a value of values. Because we got the book, Swamiji's book, notebook ready. I can give the books to all of you. You don't have to write notes and all those things. And go home and read it, because that is really a meditation. Every day it makes you think help you. Very, very useful. That's what Bhajagovinda, because Haktima likes, so we'll also do Bhajagovinda later on.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking. No, the book is the next textbook.
No, we'll do. We can do Bhajagovinda also. We can finish in two, three classes and we can do this. We can do that. We can do that. Okay, it's okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshina Murtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnam Cha Prayachya Swaha. I'm sorry. Next class, please remember, we will start with the mantra, okay? Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshina Murtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnam Cha Prayachya Swaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshina Murtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnam Cha Prayachya Swaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshina Murtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnam Cha Prayachya Swaha. Such a good mantra. I tell you, I really pray to Bhagavan Dakshinamurti that all of you have great Shabda. We try to come at least a week, once a week. And I really pray Bhagavan Dakshinamurti should, may Bhagavan Dakshinamurti bless all of us with the clarity of vision. And then the whole bit of Hatha Bodha should be transferred to our heads.